So in order to understand the matter a little, we shall have to go back to our first episode. There, as we saw, the Buddha speaks of the Dharma that he has realized as being very difficult to understand. And he also describes this Dharma as consisting in the fact that this is conditioned by that, that all that happens is by way of a cause. In other words, as we saw, the Buddha describes the Dharma in terms of dependent origination or conditioned co-production. And as I reminded you, conditioned co-production is of two kinds. One, symbolized by the wheel of life, the other by what we may call the spiral of spiritual development, as embodied in the successive stages of the spiritual path. We're concerned with the second of these. Because, after all, in attaining enlightenment, the Buddha has freed himself from the wheel of life, and it doesn't, in a sense, concern him personally anymore. In the spiral of spiritual development, there is a certain sequence of positive mental states or experiences. And the best-known formulation of this sequence runs as follows. It'll be very familiar to at least some of you. This is just the formula. In dependence on suffering arises faith. In dependence on faith arises joy. In dependence on joy arises rapture. In dependence on rapture arises calm. In dependence on calm arises bliss. In dependence on bliss arises concentration. In dependence on concentration arises knowledge and vision of things as they really are. In dependence on knowledge and vision of things as they really are arises dispassion. In dependence on dispassion arises withdrawal or disentanglement. In dependence on withdrawal or disentanglement arises freedom. In dependence on freedom arises knowledge of the destruction of the ashravas, all unskillful, all negative states. Many of you will, of course, be familiar with this sequence. This sequence represents the rationale of spiritual life and of the spiritual path. And it consists, as many of you know, of two sections. The first section consists of seven nidanas or links, as they are called, from independence on suffering arises faith to independence on concentration arises knowledge and vision of things as they really are. All these nidanas, all these seven nidanas, except the last one, though positive, though skillful, are mundane. Though they are part of the spiral of spiritual development, they are part also of that part of the spiral, which is at the same time a part of the wheel of life. One can therefore fall back from this section of the spiral after having attained it. The second section of the spiral consists of only five nidanas, that is to say, the nidanas from independence on knowledge and vision of things as they really are arises dispassion, to independence on freedom arises knowledge of the destruction of the ashravas. All these nidanas, all these five nidanas, are positive and transcendental. And from this section of the path, this section of the spiral, one cannot fall back. Having attained it, one can only go forward. Hence, the importance of the seventh nidana, that is to say, when in dependence on concentration or samadhi, there arises knowledge and vision of things as they really are. It's important because this nidana marks a transition. It marks the transition from the mundane to the transcendental. The arising of knowledge and vision of things as they really are, or insight, is also known as a stream entry. One enters the stream that leads directly to the ocean of nirvana. One passes what is known as the point of no return. Now, an interesting question arises. The 12th nidana is independence on freedom arises knowledge of the destruction of the ashravas. This is what happens when one attains enlightenment, as we say, when one becomes an arahant or a Buddha. In the Buddha's own teaching, the two appear to have been more or less synonymous, that it was a arahant and Buddha. So the question that arises is this: is the 12th nidana really the last? This is really a question for the thoughtful Buddhist. Eh? If this question occurs to you, you've really been taking your study of the Dharma quite seriously. Is the 12th nidana really the last? Could the spiral process not continue even beyond that point? Some of you may remember that I've touched upon this same question in the survey, in A Survey of Buddhism. From that famous exchange which the Buddha had with the Bhikshuni, Dhammadina, it would seem that knowledge of the destruction of the ashravas is not necessarily the last nidana. There seems to be no reason why the spiral process should not continue indefinitely. Dhammadina, in that same exchange with the Buddha, made the point that one stopped with knowledge of the destruction of the ashravas because one had to stop somewhere. So, nirvana was not so much a fixed state as a sequence of irreversible transcendental states, each one more nirvanic than the last. So perhaps we can now begin to see the answer to our question. Let's get back to that. That is to say, the question of in what sense is the Dharma higher than the Buddha? That's the question from which we started out. Even though the Buddha was the highest living being in the universe, even though he had progressed farther up the spiral than anyone else, there were still reaches of the spiral which he had not as yet explored. In other words, attaining enlightenment does not mean achieving a fixed, determinate state, however high. It means becoming involved in a transcendental process, a process that is irreversible. And this is why it was possible for the Buddha to live under the Dharma, paying it honor and respect. The Dharma here is the law, principle, truth, or reality of conditioned co-production, especially that law or principle as represented by those unmentioned nidanas which the Buddha has not as yet attained. Nidanas which to us are, or from our point of view, are really quite inconceivable. And this is why it is possible for the Buddha to be a worshipping Buddha, as well as a meditating Buddha and a teaching Buddha. And this is why worship is so important, more, even more important than perhaps we had previously supposed.